It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The first mobile bureau from the BBC is currently in the third month of its six-month experimental project, and they've stopped here in Pittsburgh. Joining us in Studio A to tell us more about this latest British invasion are BBC journalist Ben Zand and producer Matthew Danzico. Ben, Matt, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good.
Now, first off, Matt, I'm noticing that you don't have a British accent, yet you work for the BBC. So what's up with that?
Have you ever watched CNN and you're watching a report coming out of India and they have a man who's actually native from India doing the report? That's me. I'm American, but I do it for the BBC. So I'm a reporter and video journalist who reports about North America, but for the BBC.
And so, Ben and Matt, you've been going around the United States. This is a six-month project, and you're going to a half dozen places, spending a month in each place. And so you're here in Pittsburgh. What led you to choose Pittsburgh as one of the stopping points?
Well, so we have a number of reasons for choosing Pittsburgh. Partly it's because Matt is a native Pennsylvanian. I'll let him explain this small portion.
So I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Somehow, and I haven't lived here in 14 years, actually. I live mostly somewhere between London and New York right now. And when we were creating this project, we basically asked our online community what cities they would want us to go to in November. And so we pit basically Indianapolis, Illinois against Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I put Pittsburgh into the running because I really wanted to go there. I wanted to go to my home state to do a bunch of documentaries and kick up some dirt, basically. And luckily, Pittsburgh won.
And Ben, you're from Liverpool. Does Pittsburgh, with its industrial aspects and its closeness to the water, for example, remind you of Liverpool?
So it's interesting that you say that, because this has pretty much been the overarching thing I've been saying to Matt since we got here. So Pittsburgh is very similar to Liverpool and Manchester. So that area of northwest England has a really strong industrial background. And then they have very fast improving economies. And they're also very beautifully architecturally. One of the main things I noticed about Pittsburgh that is maybe slightly different from Liverpool or Manchester is just how beautiful the landscape is. Like the amount of churches here, the churches are just unbelievably beautiful. I was on Twitter yesterday. I was asking the kind of local community why that was, and I got like a million responses. And yeah, and the kind of friendliness of the people here is very similar to Liverpool. I feel a lot more at home here than I have in other places we've been to, I think.
Before we get into some of the specifics of what you'll be reporting on or the stories you'll be telling from Pittsburgh, let's look at the overarching BBC pop-up project. You're trying to tell stories about America, but you're approaching it in a different way. What is the approach that you're taking here? What is the whole point of the pop-up project?
So journalists typically go into an area and decide what story or feature story they might want to do about a region. So, for instance, and I'm sure this has happened to Ben, you know, when I would travel several hundred miles over to another state or another city, and I would choose a feature story that I thought best represented that town or region or an issue that I thought those people were grappling with, right? We want to flip that on its head. Instead, we want to ask the community residents of these regions that we're traveling to what issues they feel are most important to tell the world about, what issues they want to use us as vehicles, what issues they want to tell the world about, and how we can act as vehicles to help inform the globe about concerns they might have in their region.
And there's many reasons for that. For example, I come to Pittsburgh specifically not really knowing much about Pittsburgh. We move to different places. It's difficult to kind of know everything that you're talking about. So then we hold a community meeting and we're sitting with the experts of this region. You know, these are the experts of the community. They know everything that's happening here. They know who we need to speak to. They know what questions they want to ask. So they basically form the best type of story we could possibly make. So these are the geniuses behind our films, basically.
Community residents offer up suggestions of what stories they think we should do. And then we base all of our documentaries and all of our features on those suggestions. So basically what's happening is this is community-sourced video journalism.
And I noticed that you are avoiding, or seem to be, avoiding places like L.A., New York, Washington, the obvious American cities to visit. Yes?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the BBC already has huge bureaus in those regions. We have a New York bureau, a Washington bureau, and an L.A. bureau. Other news organizations all have those places covered extensively. We're trying to cover the places that don't necessarily make the headlines usually. We have the beautiful kind of honor of you know, being part of BBC World News, which goes out to millions of people all over the world. So we're basically trying to get these local stories to a global audience. And these stories are just as important as other stories around the US. We're just trying to make sure other people hear about them.
So what kind of suggestions have you had from people for stories at these community events?
So we've had a range of suggestions. I mean, in Colorado, it was suggestions around magazine clips for semi-automatic weapons. It was income inequality. It was homeless populations struggling on the streets of the downtown. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it was a disappearing coastline due to industry just off the southern tip of Louisiana. We had race relations in the south, a part of Baton Rouge trying to annex itself from the rest of the city, that part being very wealthy and white. Here in Pittsburgh, we got a lot of issues suggested to us involving environmental concerns. So air quality was suggested to us, issues involving the sewers and sewage leaking into the groundwater. We got infrastructure concerns expressed during the meeting, so stories involving the bridges and tunnels crumbling.
One of the biggest discussions we had, probably the biggest actually, was about refugees in the area and kind of the multiculturalism of the city. So people were speaking about, they're saying there's a very big amount of refugees here in contrast to the rest of Pennsylvania, and even a very big amount of kind of ethnic communities compared to the rest of Pennsylvania. And so discussions kind of went on from whether the schools are equipped to teach English to these people, whether there's housing for them. You know, it's a very big conversation. So these are the types of stories that we didn't even really know existed until we have these meetings.
Are there also stories that you're interested in telling, in addition to what concerns have been brought to you, that you'll also be talking about?
Well, the aim of the project is really to do the stories people ask from us. So essentially, it's not just limited to the community meeting. So we'll ask questions on Twitter, and we'll say, you know, what stories do you think we should cover? And we'll get those responses. But there's not necessarily stories. The only potential story we could do that hasn't been suggested is the first one, which would be a kind of look at what Pittsburgh is. So we can just release a video that explains to our viewers why we're here, who we are, and what we're doing here. But the rest of the stories really need to be crowdsourced, because that's the kind of ethos of the whole program.
We're talking with BBC journalists Ben Zand and Matthew Danzico, who are here as part of the BBC pop-up project, popping up in different parts of the United States, including Pittsburgh, after stops in Colorado and Louisiana. And you got to Pennsylvania on election night, or, you know, just before election night. So you were here on a history-making night. What was your impression? What impressions did you take away from the election in Pennsylvania?
Well, obviously, in my lifetime, I've never seen a governor not be reelected. So that was quite surprising. And, you know, there was a fervor in the town for sure. The people across the whole of social media and across the physical landscape clamoring and running off to polling stations. So there was definitely an interest in the midterm elections like I've never seen in Pennsylvania before. You know, I'm a native of Pennsylvania, so I know what it's like on election day in Pennsylvania. And I've never seen it like this ever before. So we did some lives from Carnegie Mellon. We were live on BBC World News talking about the midterms and talking about some of the issues that Pittsburgh residents expressed to us during our community meetup. And there was definitely an interest globally about what's happening here in Pittsburgh. So it shows you how important of a city this place is becoming.
Yeah, what was the feedback? What is the take from the rest of the world on what happened here?
You know, people are surprised for sure. We saw the Republicans make huge wins across the whole of the country. And the fact that Pennsylvanians elected a Democrat into the governor's seat is, you know, it's quite surprising.
Another way to put it is that to show how big the midterms are, the extent to which the BBC covers them. You know, we have a ridiculous amount of journalists in America, in different locations around America, discussing every single state, discussing who's been elected here, who's been elected there, on World News, you know, one of the biggest news channels in the entire world. So it shows how much we take this seriously. I was locked in my room editing a piece from Baton Rouge, so I actually couldn't get involved in, you know, kind of it all, but Matt was doing lives.
I mean, maybe to give you perspective, I got about 200 emails last night between the hours of 5 p.m. and about 11 p.m. about the midterm elections. There was probably roughly, I would say, 100 to 120 Brits shipped over to the United States to cover the midterm elections from Washington, Los Angeles, New York, and even places like Miami, where we have a small bureau there, Chicago. We had folks in Kansas, in Kentucky. I mean, we were scattered across the country. The BBC, as strange as it may sound, takes the midterm elections very seriously. We blanket all of our networks with coverage about the midterms, whether it be BBC World News or even some reports that pop up on UK news. So the BBC takes the midterms, whether they're warranted or not, they take the midterms with the utmost seriousness and broadcast them out to places as far as Japan.
So you're going to be in Pittsburgh for the next few weeks. And what do you expect to have happen between now and when you leave here? What will tell you that you have achieved your goal by the time you leave?
For both of us, a big part of it is always the community. Like, a huge part of this is just speaking to the community and hearing what they say. So I want to talk to as many people as possible. We do things where we sit in coffee shops and tell people that we're in coffee shops and ask them to come out and tell us what issues they have. We you know, talk to people on the streets. We've done these things like confession cams where we just put a camera on the street and say to people, what are the kind of issues you have at hand? So it's kind of this kind of local empowerment. It's allowing people to talk who don't really have the chance to talk in other situations. We want to have made beautiful films about a whole host of different issues. We want to kind of cover the issues people have suggested to us. We want people to feel like the problem that they had has in some way been addressed, or it could potentially be addressed through these films. And then we want to, you know, use social media to connect to even more people. There's just a huge sense of community in these, and this is why I enjoy it so much. I love speaking to new people. I love meeting new people. And that's the thing I've liked the most about this project. There was last week, for example, from Baton Rouge to Pittsburgh, I probably have interviewed about 250 people. I've spoken to people from all different backgrounds, all different communities, with completely different mindsets. And it's just amazing. Like, it's just brilliant to be able to speak to these people, to hear what they have to say. And it's awesome.
Yeah, and those 250 people, I mean, our jobs are to stop people on the streets and ask them what concerns them, you know? And that's just a way not only to get great interviews, but to engage with the community and really embed ourselves in the community. Because at the project's core, that's what it's about, is embedding ourselves in the community to become residents and participants of those communities.
And you're driving around in a BBC vehicle. Which did you get repairs for? I understand you had an accident on your way to Colorado.
Then you have to answer this one.
What a story. So we were driving from New York. This is like the first day of the kind of project. All our hopes are so high. Everything's going really well. Fortunately, we get into an accident, and happened in Pennsylvania, amazingly enough. We spent the kind of next 2 days trying to get the window fixed, trying to get the side fixed. We eventually got the window fixed after kind of some hoo-ha with buying a piece of glass, driving another 9 hours across the entire country to a place, like a dealership that would fix the glass. Then we get to Boulder, and then we find a place that will fix the side door. Then we find the guy who will repaint the side door. And, you know, this is at the start of the project. This is when everything is so stressful. So we don't really know what's going on. And then we've also got this thing in the background that tried to repair this huge car. But we did it. And I feel like it's taught us, you know, that nothing is too big of a problem to kind of overcome, I think.
Again, a 6-month road trip, we get into an accident and completely smash the car 4 hours in. So our bosses were not too happy. But we recovered from it. We are still alive. We are still happy. And we are in Pittsburgh, ready to go.
And the car is outside right now, so he's doing well.
We'll take a look. In the meantime, stay accident-free. Good luck with your storytelling in Pittsburgh, and maybe we can check in with you at the end of your visit and see what you've learned. We've been talking with BBC journalists Ben Zand and Matthew Danzico. They are here as part of a 6-month experimental project. It's called the BBC Pop-Up Project. Gentlemen, thank you. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any part of the program or would like to hear a past segment, go to our website at wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.